So now that I have myself properly worked up, it is story time. So years ago, freshman biology at the U of A, in my lab, we had to pair off into lab partners that we'd have for the rest of the semester. And of course, I picked the scruffy 35-year-old guy to be my lab partner. And we claimed the bench at the very back of the lab. And we are the only ones on that bench because all of the keener kids wanted to be right up near the front. Anyways, this lab partner was an interesting guy, and we had this flirtation. I think he intended to tease me and flirt with me and not actually fuck me. And that lasted about a week. And at some point, he got this idea that he should make me wear a vibrator to lab. I think I had been reading about a vibrator with a remote and a story of someone else having said remote. So I went out and I got one. And I showed up to the lab the next morning with it ever so gently nestled in my panties. And this is when he did start to tease me, because he would turn it on and off and on and off. And the first couple of times he did that, it was so unexpected. I kept gasping from the back of the lab and blushing as the entire room turned to look at me, and I had to fumble around. But we were having great fun, and he definitely seemed to be enjoying himself. And while most of the 18-year-old kids in this class were willfully ignorant of everything happening, our TA, the lab TA, caught on pretty quickly. But he and my lab partner already had something of a rapport. So the TA set us about our work, and he came to stand at the back of the lab where our bench was. And he watched with a smirk on his face while I tried to pretend like nothing was happening. And after a little while, making me get so close, When my lab partner grabbed my hair and whispered in my ear that he wanted me to come. Oh, and I started shaking harder when he said that. Oh. But he told me to keep quiet, and I was trying so hard to keep quiet. But the thing was, is even though I could keep from crying out, I couldn't keep from twitching and spasming when I came, which suddenly put that vibrator against the metal of the lab stool beneath me that I had been sitting on very carefully. And all of a sudden there was a rattling noise of vibrator on metal. So the both of them, my lab partner and the TA, watched and heard me orgasm. And that was the first time. And then the next week, same setup. Only this time, the TA had designed us a lab where I think we were testing the light sensitivity of Giardia or something, but all of the lights in the lab got turned out. Oh, God. And after he said us about our work, he walked again back to the back of the lab and was assisting us with our experiment, maintaining conversation with my lab partner while he turned that vibrator up to max. In the dark, he bent me over the lab bench. He bent me over and he pulled my panties to the side. Oh God, and he started fucking me. Oh God, he started fucking me. Oh God, fuck yes. Oh God, it felt so good. Oh, and I had to stay quiet, and it was so much harder. Oh, than with just the vibrator, because he was fucking me, and it felt so good. And oh, the TA was watching us. Oh God, fuck, it felt good. Oh fuck, it felt so good. Oh God. Oh, fuck me. Oh, fuck. More. Oh, God. Oh, yes. 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 Oh. Oh. And we got very good marks in the lab. Oh, and had much fun indulging certain exhibitionist tendencies. But at some point, it became an unspoken rule that I had to be wearing the vibrator. Have it nestled either in my panties or inside of me for the entirety of every lab, including the exam. And that is the story of the BioLab Barnett.